When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddox, and in this episode, we welcome back Ray Benson to Coffee, Country, and Cody. Ray's been a guest with us many times throughout the years, but this was a really special morning. Asleep at the Wheel was getting set to play the Tuesday Night Opry, and they were celebrating 50 years together as a band. A lot to talk about with our longtime friend, Ray Benson. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Half a 100 years. Might catch up to Willie one of these days.
My.
Hope you like it, Jamie. Half a 100 years. Half a 100 years. Half a 100 years. Half a 100 years.
Was that fun or what? For those of you listening on radio, I'm sorry you couldn't see that, but you'll be able to see it and you'll be seeing it in hot rotation, half a 100 years.
Yeah, you can see it on YouTube.
26th album?
I have no idea, Cody. 30, 25, 30, who's counting?
It's just extraordinary.
Yeah, we got a few in the can, so you know, I got to catch up to Willie, who's got, what, a couple hundred?
Didn't you tell me Jamie Johnson was responsible for the half a 100 years line?
Yeah, I went up to him. This is before the pandemic, and he was over in Austin. I said, hey, Jamie, next year is the Sleep the Wheels 50th anniversary. Just, you know, Jamie went, half a 100 years? I said, I'm going to write that. He said, it's a gift.
About that. Well, that's how I remembered it anyway. Ray and I, he was the first guest I had on an upcoming Circle television series called Bill Cody Presents. We spent a couple of days together.
It was incredible.
Man, the Ryman and Music Row, walking down Music Row. We didn't realize, I don't think either one of us, just how much it had changed as often. I mean, I live here, and as often as you're in town, till you start walking and everything, well, what used to be there.
Yeah, yeah. I said, I remember, you know, et cetera. Yeah, because we made our first record at Mercury right over there. Then we recorded at the Quonset Hut over at CBS. And, of course, our Buddy Lee was our agent right over there. And in 1970, I went knocking on doors, and I went to RCAB, and the first studio walked in there was Mel Tillis cutting a record. That's the first time I got to studio, and wound up buying a board from there, and that's what we have at our studio in Austin. We brought it back down. So, yeah, it was an incredible memories, and then we went down to the Opry, had all those great stories of going, because in 1970, I went to the Opry, sat up on the top floor, $2 seats.
Garth Brooks and I, Garth is also going to be a guest on the series. But he was asking me, who all have you had? And I was telling him, Kathy Mateo's done it, and Pam Tillis, and you. I said, Ray was first. And he went, that guy's memory. Now, this is Garth, who's known for his memory, particularly his memory of remembering names and people's life situations, and family dynamics and things like that, which impresses people so much when he goes, well, hey, how's your mom? You know, last time I saw you, and this is a fan, 6 months after the fact, as he's rolling back through town. But he's, I mean, it's one of the things people know you for is your incredible encyclopedic memory of things past, 50 years past.
Got a high school diploma, by golly.
Where'd you go to high school? Philadelphia?
Yeah. I have a very prestigious school. They wanted me to play the William Penn Charter School for Boys, and I was there to play basketball, but I stumbled through, and they sent me a diploma. They said, don't come back. But now I'm actually an esteemed alumni.
You're in the Hall of Fame?
Well, they don't
have the Academic Hall of Fame.
I came back and talked to their students. It's a wonderful school now. You know, it was a little iffy back in 68. But, yeah, Cody, it's just such a trip to come down here because I came here in 1970 first time. We went up and down Broadway, Lower Broadway, over on Music Row, and all the places that aren't there anymore are just memories. But that's a song I got to write, I guess.
Yeah. So the band is whom in 1970?
Me, Lucky Leroy, and Chris, and then we were in West by God, Virginia.
Pawpaw,
and
right?
Pawpaw. We just went back. We traipsed through the woods and found the house, literally. We started the band, and it was back in the hills. It was in the suburbs of Pawpaw. Back in the hill, in between Berkeley Springs and Pawpaw, we were in this, you know, bunch of hippies in the hill playing country music. Anyway, it's changed so much. Obviously, trees grow in 50 years. And I said, I know it's by that persimmon tree you turn left. And, of course, no. And we finally, with the GPS and the good old boys from town there in Pawpaw, Daryl and Jimmy, he said, I think it's over there. And sure enough, because all the trees had grown up, we traipsing through the forest in the middle of nowhere and found the place. And then Lucky, who started the band with me, lives in Australia. He couldn't come on the tour because he can't leave and go to Australia until now. So we FaceTimed him from the top of the mountain in Australia.
So is the cabin still there, or just it's, the foundation? Or?
No, it's there. It's pretty funky, but it was funky back then. I think people use it for hunting, I guess.
So who knew about it to begin with for you guys to locate there?
Lucky had met a guy, and that was the third place we were at. We were at a 200-year-old cabin there for a while. They got thrown out of there. Then we were in another place over in the Levels, and we got thrown out of there. And then we wound up there, and then we went to California and never did come back. Moved to California. It's the place to be. They loaded up the trucks, and they moved to Beverly.
They did. Asleep at the wheel. The great Ray Benson is here. Half a 100 years. We'll continue just a little bit.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and the Lincolns were setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A.
Ray Benson's here. Asleep at the Wheel is celebrating 50 years. Half a 100 years is the new single and video we saw just a little bit ago. And oh boy, all kinds of memories. You were kind of narrating it as we were watching it. It was just a beautiful thing. George Strait and Willie Nelson featured prominently in a couple of different segments. Catch me up on George Strait.
Well, you know, we're doing this show, you know, with the old alumni band and everything, and so we did a big show in Austin, and old George showed up and surprised the crowd, which is... you hear the roar when George Strait walks out there, didn't know he was supposed to. So then the next week, there's a golf tournament we do every year with George for Wounded Soldiers with Dave Faraday. And so we go down there and we back up George for 45 minutes doing songs that she wouldn't normally do, which is fun. And then week after next, we're at Evansville, Indiana with opening for George. And then in the spring, we'll be other places. He used to open shows for us, you know, so...
Well, I was going to ask what the relationship was that he would have known you guys...
1978. Okay. Yeah, he opened a show at Green Hall, the famous Green Hall in New Braunfels. And then his first fiddle players were two of my ex-fiddlers, Bill and Richard. We had a big hit when he started. Letter Johnny Walker Red was a big hit, and it was our only top 10 record. So George got involved with playing Western Swing because of Merle Haggard's record and because of Sleep at the Wheel's record. And so that's where we go back, and we're just pals. So it's a good friend to have, and old Willie. And both of them appeared on this album. Willie and George did Take Me Back to Tulsa. They sang with us on the album, so... Yeah, anyway, he's a great guy.
And what about Willie? Where does that relationship start?
50 years ago, yeah.
Really?
We were backing up Stoney Edwards and Connie Smith. We were, you know, on the road, and Willie showed up, and he came on the bus, 1970, a bus, excuse me, came on the Winnebago. Says, y'all been paid? I said, no, I was 20 years old. I said, no, Willie, but he said he's going to pay us tomorrow. And so, one of those, and we're backing up Connie Smith, Dickie Lee, Stoney Edwards, Freddie Hart. Here come Willie. And so we're sitting with Paul and B, and he comes back. He says, that guy ain't got the money. We're going back to Nashville. He didn't even play, you know. And yeah, we backed up. Yeah, we were the Heartbeats that week for when
Freddie Hart and the Heartbeats.
When Easy Lovin' was number one.
So did you, from that point forward, get your money in advance?
Yeah, we didn't get, and we never did get paid on that. It's and I still remember the promoter's name, but I'm sure he's long gone. Those early days were fun, though. They were fun.
Half a hundred years.
Yeah, we'd back up Dave Dudley. We'd back up, you know, every country singer. You'd show up as a band, and we were so young and green, they'd say, you're backing up them. Oh, wow, we love those guys. Do we get paid? No.
But you did it anyway.
Yeah, that's paying your dues. You know. Yeah.
Well, Leanne Womack, we're going to feature Leanne, who was also on the Ride with Bob project along the way. She sang and wanted to be the lead, the girl singer with Asleep at the Wheel, and there's a great backstory for people who've never heard you tell that.
Yeah, we were playing the Rio Palm Isle. This is a famous club in East Texas. Elvis played there. Bob Wills played there. Everybody played there. And we're playing there, and evidently Leon knocks on the bus door and says, I'd like to talk to Ray Bess. And the bus driver blew her off, said, get out of here, kid. And she was 18 or something. I said, you're a very lucky girl, Leanne. You got a hell of a career because of that. She's my favorite. Of modern country singers, there's not a voice favorite. So we were going to do, Chris said the original version of this in 1975. This is a top 10 record, letter Johnny Walker read. And I said, would you sing this? And Leanne, I was just amazed, man. And of course, she put her own spin on it, and I love it.
And here it is, WSM Radio, Circle Television, all over the world. That's half a hundred years. Let's leave it to Leo.
Johnny Walker sat at a table in a bar, minding his own affairs. Drinking his namesake over the rocks. He was drunk, too drunk to care. When a girl from the bar,
yes, that's what the letter said.
The letter that Johnny Walker read.
Yes, that's what the letter said.
The letter that Johnny Walker read.
Ray Benson, Asleep at the Wheel, and their fine girl singer, as Porter would say, Leanne Womack. And letter that Johnny Walker read. Now, as long as we have known each other, I didn't know that you pitched that to
Dolly Parton and Porter Wagner. Yeah, we sent it in the mail. It's 1974. Of course, you know, we're naive. You send a cassette in the mail. Porter Wagner, Nashville, Tennessee.
Please record this song.
Yeah, I feel like an old Tommy Collins song. You know?
Yeah.
Hi there, I'm Ray Benson and from West Virginia.
So, obviously, they didn't.
They did not do the song. We recorded it. We submitted it to Epic Records. They said, this is the worst song we've ever heard. They dropped this from the label and pitched it to O'Bill, I can't remember his name, at Capitol, and Frank Jones, and recorded it. And it was the slowest moving record of all time, but it made it into the top 10. And we always, you know, I always love great titles of country western songs, and that was Chris Frank, Commander Cody's brother, gave us the letter that Johnny Walker read. He was looking at a scotch bottle, I guess, you know. The other day I was talking about, a guy said, what's your favorite country western song title? And there was a guy named Jimmy Heap in Texas. He had one, when they operated on Papa, they opened Mama's mail. If that ain't the best country western title I have.
Well, before we run out of time, other folks that are with you on this half a hundred years.
Oh, my
project,
gosh.
Please.
Willie Nelson, George Strait, Leanne Womack, Lyle Lovett, and I did a song that I wrote called There You Go Again. And every alumni that we could scare up from around the globe, literally. This record was recorded first in Austin, then sent to Australia, then sent to California, Vermont, Nashville, where else? Rome, Italy. and got it all recorded. Sam is here, my son, who produces the record, and he and this engineer conglomerated it. That's a new word altogether. And it's incredible how we got it done.
And you must have had something in the file with Johnny Gimbel on it, because he's on here with Spanish Two still.
Oh, you noticed. This was something, there's some archive recordings that was done in 1974 with Johnny Gimbel and Jesse Ashlak, Bob Wills' original fiddle player.
Oh, wow.
And a couple other, Billy Briggs, he's 96 years old, horn player. Now he's still with us. Bob Womack, the one-armed trumpet player. And we recorded it and said, this has got to see the light of day. There's also one very special track I recorded in 1981 with Willie Nelson and Emma Lou Harris and Johnny Gimbel and Asleep at the Wheel called The Road Will Hold Me Tonight. It was lost since 1981. It's a long story we ain't got time for, but the bottom line is Sam found the two track and we sent it to Emmy. She said, put her out, man. And it's so special for me because 1981, you listen to Willie Nelson singing at the height of his power and Emma Lou both. And it's amazing how we had lost it. It's a long story.
Yeah.
Be in the next book.
Ray Benson, man, I treasure your friendship. Thank you for coming to see me this morning.
Always a pleasure, Cody. Charlie, guys. Keep listening. Keep it safe out on the road here. Don't fall asleep at the wheel. And keep listening to WSM. See you tonight on the Opry, huh?
That's right. Opry tonight. Half a 100 years from Asleep at the Wheel with Bill Anderson, Dalian Benson, Leanne Morgan making a debut, Carly Pierce, Old Crow, Luke Combs, and Asleep at the Wheel.
What a show.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.